Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome in to Loretta McNary Live, where this call and this conversation will always, always, always share hope, inspiration, peace, power, and amazing strategies to help you live your life at the highest level of expression. Our guest today, I'm sure you all are going to just love her story, her journey. And our guest is Tracy Frank Mayer. She was born in Seattle, Washington, get this, to a beauty queen and a gifted entrepreneurial father who courted her mother with a winning smile, and this is what I love, and the flash of a canary yellow Cadillac. Tracy began working in the family real estate business at the age of 9 by cleaning apartments on the weekends. She has found fond memories of sitting at her mother's side in the evenings, watching her apply an assortment of creams, tonics, and lotions to her face. When Tracy received her undergraduate degree in business administration from Seattle University, she had already been working in the family office full-time, overseeing, along with her parents and two younger sisters, the management of nearly 400 rental units. In 1983, on a weekend jaunt to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, Tracy met her future husband, Helmut. She married him a year later. Undaunted by a language barrier, she packed up her bags and moved to Cologne, Germany, his hometown. There she gave birth to her only child, a son named Mark. So everybody, I just wanted to share that part of her bio. Hopefully, she'll be joining our call and you can learn more about her. So in addition to all of that, you know, residing in Germany, her son Mark is born, and that's where a lot of our conversation will kind of surround that. She wrote a book called Incompatible with Nature, and it is the story. Oh, it just broke my heart. I haven't read the book, but it just broke my heart to read and to hear about what she and her son, her family went through. And so she wrote this book in hopes that it will inspire families who are going through something similar, and also to inspire doctors and caregivers to be, to be more aggressive with helping their patients to understand what they're going through and to also offer hope and not just doom, even if, you know, it ends up in tragedy. At least you offer people hope, because what she was told and how she was told, it totally broke my heart. So I can't wait to hear more about her story. And so along with being an author of this book and sharing her story around the world, literally, she is a sought-after speaker, as you can imagine, in February, but throughout the year, but particularly a lot in February, because that is our National American Heart Month. So she gets to speak a lot to different organizations and share her story. So among her other many pursuits, she supports various charitable organizations. A lot are in Germany, some in the U.S., but they all have similar goals, and that is to help make someone's life better. And as a bilingual moderator, she has many engagements, and she works as a juror and a moderator. it is so interesting what she gets to do in a country where she did not know the language at all when she first moved there some years ago, just prior to her son being born. And so, as I said, she is an active member of the American International Women's Club Colony. And she supports so many charitable organizations. She and her sister have a very interesting blog, called, Menopause Bardies. And they share stories and give advice about life, and they celebrate life. So it is so amazing that they're doing this blog. And so you can check out her website at Tracy, and it's Tracy, T-R-A-C-I-E, Mayer, M-A-Y-E-R.com. You can find out more about her. So we are just going to wait on her to call us, and you'll learn more about her. But while we are waiting, I want to say, give a shout out to my sponsors, Rising Suns Outreach Ministries, that's located in Whitehaven, which is in Memphis, Tennessee. I mean, when I say out, when their title is outreach in their church name, that's because that's what they do, and they do it well for the underserved, for a population of people that need it the most. And he does a lot around this city. He's an amazing pastor, a leader, a speaker, a father. He has a new grandbaby. I think she's a 2-month-old. But anyway, check out Rising Sun Ministries, where everybody who walks through their doors is treated with respect and gratitude for them being there. And they just are made to feel really welcome. So make sure you check out Rising Sun Ministries. And our other sponsor is a Mid-South Premier Club, where they ride for a cause. And although the cars get your attention, the beautiful Premieres get your attention, but the work they do is what pushes them forward. So what we're going to do, I'm going to play, hopefully I can play my theme song, and I will try and find, oh yeah, we have another one of my advertisers, and then I'll go straight into my theme song and wait on Tracy to call in. So we'll be right back in just a moment. Thanks so much for listening to Loretta McNary Radio Show.
Excuse me, may I ask you something? Yes, you. When, if ever, have you taken a tour of Memphis? Yes, Memphis, that's right. Perhaps you've lived here all your life, or maybe you're a transplant and haven't had a chance to really see the city that you now call home. Either way, I'd like to invite you to do just that. Come and embark on a journey to remember. It's a tour possibility, an African-American history tour of Memphis. We offer regularly scheduled tours, and we can be flexible and customize a tour for you. The possibilities are endless. For reservations and more information, please visit our website at atopmemphis.com or call 901-326-3736.
Everybody, thank you so much for joining us again and listening to our promos and our theme song. I love that jazzy R&B hip hop kind of feel instrumental of my actual theme song, Hanging with Loretta. So things happen, you know, when you're a speaker and you have so much going on, not sure what is happening, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to reschedule Tracy and hopefully we'll get that interview probably in February. We have a ton of shows coming up. Matter of fact, we have one Wednesday and then Monday and then Wednesday again. So we have a ton of shows. So make sure you continue to click on Blog Talk Radio and find Loretta McNary Live. And there are a ton of shows and archives for you. Also, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and on Roku, Loretta McNary TV channel. And also, you can tune into our podcast. It's on any podcast platform, and that's Loretta McNary Live. You can visit our website to reach us, LorettaMcNary.com. As always, we thank you so much for tuning in and listening and for your support. In closing, think positive, dream big dreams, help someone along the way, and we'll see you very soon. Bye-bye, everybody.